Lewis, this oil spill, look into it as the predictor. When could it be over?
Well, around next week, there will be some significant progress being made to stop this nasty oil spill. It's tragic that so much time, so much money, so many people are dead, when the beauty of possessing cosmic consciousness is that this entire deal could have been avoided. Let me put it this way. The Titanic, let's take the Titanic as an example. Captain Smith didn't have any cosmic consciousness. Thus, in the name of money, in the name of ego, and to make sure the White Star Company would shine, he did not hear the many messages that was sent to him above those icebergs in the middle of the cold sea out there. See, if Captain Smith had knew that that night the moon was in Pisces was the ocean, if Captain Smith had known that Mercury was retrograde and that blur is psyche or is judgment, if Captain Smith had known all this, as much as NASA, if NASA had known that sending the shuttle when Mercury is retrograde during a waning moon is asking for trouble, okay, exactly like the police, if the police knew that the entire law enforcement agency is controlled by Pluto, the planet of death and drama, if they were able to use the software that I designed, they would be very, very cautious in giving order and being aware of what the cosmic god is about to do. But imagine me now. Imagine 1 second. Here I am at the morning of the maiden voyage of the Titanic, and here I am screaming, hey, guys, don't go. You're going to sink. No, don't go. The moon is waning. They would have probably put me in jail. Okay, but the fact of the matter, just imagine 1 second, 1 second, 2 or 3 days later when my predictions come true, what those people would laugh at me, how they would feel knowing that their life is about to die. And I know because I went there. I was so close of dying.
Oh, you were at the door.
Exactly. So what I'm trying to say is all this that is being done now, George, it's the only thing that we have to do. But it all could have been avoided if the responsible of this large oil company were not just motivated to make money.
Will it be stopped? Will it be stopped?
Yeah, it will be stopped. You know, I always, and I told you many times in your show before, that I trust the human ingenuity, for if we did not, we would never have gone so far where we are right now. So it will be stopped, but the legacy will definitely be very, very, very terrible. There's no other words, because this is just terrible.
What's new in the world of UFOs, Lewis?
Well, I just did a TV show that was just a few days ago. On this TV show, I was with a lot of people that were channeling extraterrestrial. During the channeling, that was on Paranormal Matrix TV. I don't know if you heard of them, but
good people.
They invited me to do that show, and the leader of the show, which is a friend of mine, by the way, and I wrote all the details on my newsletter that your listeners can read sometimes. She was using the moon was in Pisces that night. Though this endorses anything that has to do with the subconscious. But having so many people being at the same time thinking activated the superconscious in time and space. There is a hierarchy of extraterrestrial that are not exactly our friend, especially the Martians. I call them the Martians, but they are the tall blonde.
Mm-hmm.
During the show, she put everybody in the form of trance, so to speak, and I had this incredible flashing that came to me And during the break, of course, Tarania called me, telling me that at home everything was going berserk. She had a blackout. The dogs were barking. The cat was going crazy. She was scared. And then as soon as I finished talking to her and I went back into the studio, the date of August 25th, and I want everybody to write it down.
Yeah, and explain these dates again, Lewis. You haven't been on in a while. I want people to understand you're giving dates. Sometimes you don't know exactly where,
mm-hmm.
sometimes not exactly what, but a lot of times you do. But the dates are important, so tell us about that.
Well, August 25th is the result of I would not use the word manipulated, but is the result of by Lisa Royale, which is a good friend of mine, who was leading the show. The result of the type of extraterrestrial we have dealt that day, and the what I see on August 25th is nothing less than shocking. I don't want to scare anybody. So,
and what are the ranges? When you say nothing less than shocking, what could it be?
It could be a natural disaster as big as the Asia tsunami.
Okay. Whatever it is, it's going to be big.
Yeah, or another hurricane. But what I'm trying to tell you, in time and space, if you channel a certain group of extraterrestrial, and some of them are negative, you have a group of extraterrestrial that are right now battling other groups, the Martians, so to speak, like you see in the Star Wars. This is not a joke. It's happening out there. And then depending on the type of ETs we have contacted, the result will be dreadful. But anyway, that's the date that I give for a big, shocking, explosive day. You should put it out on your calendar, and then let's see who is right. Now, as far as the other days that I have for you, George, first of all, as I mentioned to you many times in your shows, I am not a psychic, okay? Nature has a very obvious pattern, so has the weather, so has season, and so the news tend to happen again, put it this way. So the dates that I'm giving is nothing else than energy that will be, and that already have been manifested in our past, okay? So the 29th of June, okay, I'm going to give date for June and date for July. Okay.
All right. And the other one was August 25th.
That's the farther down the line. That's the farther I want to go for the time being, but that's specifically for the people that have been participating on the TV show so that maybe they listen and realize how important it is to contact any extraterrestrials when you feel like. Okay, because you have to respect some rules. When I was indoor that flying saucer up there above Los Angeles in August 2001, they very, very clearly told me that they need a very specific uranium energy in order to transmute into our dense physical world, and so is their ships. So this is something that is very difficult to explain to people when they don't have the basic understanding of where I'm coming from.